Stone. The Czech EU presidency last week launched a bid to make a mark on history by creating a Europe-wide platform for the study and recognition of the crimes committed by former communist regimes. The move has sparked a debate within the Czech Republic and abroad over whether such a step aimed at unlocking the problematic past is desirable. Behind the initiative is a feeling that the crimes and victims of communism have not been given the same attention as those of Nazism and fascism, and that, they say, creates a damaging and divisive two-tier treatment of history in the single EU. One of the hearing's organisers, Czech European Democrat MEP Jana Hibaškova, explains.
We basically do not want to say that this is our communism that we suffered most or that it was equivalent to Holocaust. None of this is true. What we people from Central and Eastern Europe want and need is to open debate, to open honest debate about crimes of communism as a crimes against humanity. And to those people who were victims and massive victims, there were whole families. There were millions of people who were buried, who were imprisoned, who went to gulags, who had to immigrate. Of course, they cannot and they never will be financially restituted, but moral restitution to say, yes, they as well suffered and they as well were parts of European totalitarianistic experience. This is one of important steps to do.
In practical terms, one of the main goals of Jana Hibaškova, like-minded MEPs and the Czech government, is for the creation of a Europe-wide platform or body to deal with the continent's 20th century totalitarian legacy. Hopefully, on the receiving end of European funds and enjoying some European status, the platform would build bridges between historical institutions in East and West. It would also share technical know-how on archives preservation and interpretation.
A second point is, of course, to open the debate about education, open debate about textbooks, about common approach. We do not want to say that there is a common history. The history is not united, and only, by the way, 14% of Czechs feel that their history is European history. We cannot unify or unite history, but we can unify and unite approaches, approach to the history, how to treat and how to debate it, how to have a European textbooks on European history.
So far, so good. But the platform project has run into opposition at home and abroad. Domestic opposition stems from the fact that one of the biggest backers of the project is the controversial Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. The institute was created, like those in Germany, Slovakia, Poland and some of the Baltic states, to look after the communist regime security archives and delve into the dark corners of the totalitarian past. Its creation, largely thanks to the ruling right-wing Civic Democrat Party, has helped make it especially contentious. It shot to fame this year by revealing archive information suggesting world-renowned writer Milan Kundera informed to the communist police on a Czech agent from the West. Away from that spotlight, the new institute has been criticised for its sloppy methods and poor management. Its backing for the European platform has almost automatically lined up left-leaning politicians against the idea. The main Czech opposition party, the Social Democrats, have not hidden their desire to scrap the institute if they get back into power. And critics say the European platform is just an attempt by the institute to stave off such an eventuality. Czech communist MEP Miloslav Ranzdorf, who attended the Brussels hearing last week, explains where he thinks the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has gone wrong.
It is led by unqualified people, unskilled people. There are no historians, only the political institution.
Mr. Ranzdorf adds that the Institute has succeeded so far in only presenting an unsatisfactory monochrome view of history without explanation or context, and the European platform runs the same risk.
Mr. Žáček, the head of this Institute, is a journalist. I have nothing against the journalist, but I am against mixing, I would say, journalism and historical research. They think that it is the work of an historian to rewrite, to rewrite some documents of secret services, secret police. It is, I would say, only preparatory stage. And the interpretation to understand the historical context, the logic of the functioning of the regime, the attractivity of the movement in the past, in some crucial points of history, like after the Second World War, in the time of the industrialization period, is something else. It is not contributing to understanding the past.
But celebrated Boston University-based Czech-American historian Igor Lukács believes the European platform should be backed. While state-sponsored historical research is not ideal, he says the real fears about delving into the recent past are much deeper and more basic.
Of course, it would be nicer if such studies were conducted outside the purview of any state sponsorship, if one could find such resources somewhere else, untainted. But I don't see anything objectionable about the attempt to study the past. I think Václav Havel many years ago gave an important speech in which he said that we all fear something. Somebody fears flying, somebody fears love, somebody fears rats. In Central Europe, we fear the past. The past is a painful thing to study because it reveals our flaws. Our wounds are there, you know. And I think that this is the main reason for the objection, not any concern that it would be conducted in some biased manner.
Whatever the standpoint, at EU level, prospects for the platform are uncertain. The Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes points out that none of the 27 EU member states oppose it, but major countries such as Britain, Spain and Italy stayed away from a preparatory meeting in Prague last November. Representatives from the 17 countries that turned up quickly became bogged down in arguments about historical timeframes and definitions. Should the platform take in all European history from the Russian Revolution in 1917? Should it cover current communist regimes or just deal with the past? And should the whole era of communist rule in Central and Eastern Europe be regarded as totalitarian or just the Stalinist epoch? They also failed to agree what legal status the new platform or institution might enjoy. In these crisis times, Mr. Ransdorf is not alone in thinking EU leaders will not put the platform at the top of their priorities. And with the creation of a new institution backed by EU funds needing support from all member states, the Czech presidency and its backers looks like they face a daunting challenge of delivering anything more than words on this particular platform.